Let's head over to the KRDO Newsline here, joined by a pair of guests. We are talking about Small Business Hero Day, joined by John Fasoli of Intuit QuickBooks and MailChimp, helping to drive small business success through their leadership roles, as well as Gabriella Mooney. We want to welcome you both. First, John, let's talk a little bit about what Small Business Hero Day is.
Sure. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having us. Small Business Hero Day is a part of Intuit Small Business Success Month, and this is really just an opportunity for us to celebrate the small businesses that are working hard every single day of the year, but don't get that recognition that we all want to give them as a part of our community. So Small Business Hero Day is an opportunity for us to take some incredible small businesses like Gabby and give them some financial recognition, as well as many other small businesses, to give them to leverage the Intuit platform to give them some exposure and recognition they deserve.
Yeah, and Gabby, the founder and executive director of Mass Collective, what does it mean to you to be one of the three small business heroes named this year?
Oh, it means so much to us over at Mass Collective. I mean, the cornerstone of what we do is creating an inclusive and community and culture in our space, and so we can support culture and art and design through our workspace. And so it's been a really humbling experience to be nominated out of all of the really amazing businesses across the country. And, you know, one of the things that we really worry about is not existing anymore. So when we had even launched a GoFundMe because of our commercial costs, and so when this came through and we were so humbled to get this financial support, but also just the recognition from MailChimp, it really helped us to feel like we had the push to keep going and to keep our mission alive and keep this, like, inclusive arts and culture going in the Atlanta area.
And you're working in the Atlanta area, certainly here in Southern Colorado. We have our share of small businesses. In fact, our downtown area, really all the areas around the region, dotted with these small businesses. John, what role do small businesses play in these local communities?
Yeah, actually, I have a lot of family in the Colorado Springs area, so if they're listening, big hello. And I know when I visit them, I always make a point to visit many of those small businesses that you're referring to, Shannon. Small businesses are at the core of our communities. I think we all, when we look down a main street, we envision what we want that to look like, and that's filled with vibrant, diverse small businesses that really make the culture of any community as you go around the country. So they play a critical role, and we all play a critical role as a part of those communities to make sure that we support them.
And in talking about that, do you have any advice for helping these small businesses succeed?
For sure. These are going to be a little bit more centric to what I work on, only because these are the two I believe in, and so what we've chosen to build. The first is really focus on cash flow. So especially when you're facing some economic uncertainty in the near or medium future, making sure that your cash flow forecasting looks healthy is critically important. So in QuickBooks, we've got some AI-driven tools available, but that can also be done manually for a small business owner or with an accountant or an expert. And then the second is what I oftentimes see is small businesses get a ton of traction with when they're small in their community due to the great one-on-one relationships they have with their customers. But as they start to grow and they start to market, they move to more generic marketing. And so it's super important that as a small business owner, you look for a platform like MailChimp, for example, where you can scale that marketing but still keep that personal touch and take advantage of really what differentiates a small business is, which are those relationships with their customers.
You know, it's a fantastic way to help support those small businesses. We want to thank both of you for your time and joining us this morning here on KRDO's Morning News.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.